Welcome to Hope at Home. We have a very special program for you today. It is entitled I Will Go, and it's slightly different from what you've seen in the past. So what is this all about? Let me tell you. The Bible is full of mentions, full of moments, full of text saying that God has a purpose for your life. And the answer that you and I are invited to give is whether you will go and do that which God is requiring of you, which God is providing as an opportunity for you to do. And there are some people that say, yep, sign me up. I will go. That's what it will be about today. It will be about mission and, most importantly, about missionaries. So we have called a very special interview, some guests this morning, that we're going to talk about mission and being a missionary. So first of all, Millie, you have been a missionary before. Tell me about that. And then Ron Kuhn is going to come back afterwards telling us his stories about mission, being a missionary. But first, Millie Castillo, tell me about mission and being a missionary.
Yes, I have been a missionary for 19 years.
19? Did you say 19 years?
19, that's right.
That's a lifetime. So where
almost,
did you go?
Yes. We started in Russia. We lived there for 5 years. And then we moved to Armenia, Georgia. Then we moved to Sri Lanka, each place 5 years, and our last post was in Mozambique. And interesting, we didn't work for the church, but I considered myself to be a missionary then, and I consider myself to be a missionary now.
Amazing. 5 years in each place, different parts of the world. I'm not even going to ask you if you like it. Clearly, there is something there for you guys. Ron, you have been a missionary too. Tell us more.
Yeah, it's been many years ago. I started as a volunteer in Rwanda and before the genocide, and then ended up working there after got married, and we went back and worked there in Africa for 9 years, and then back in South America for many years more, and then Asia for 5 years, and then Canada, and now I'm considered a missionary here in the U.S.
That is absolute globe-trotting, going everywhere. Now, some people are listening. They're not sure what a missionary is. So is this people that just love to go on holiday and live in different places in different times? What is a missionary exactly? Ron, I'm going to start with you.
Well, the word mission has been quite misunderstood. We have to set some context. There can be a mission to the moon. There can be a mission, a diplomatic mission, a military mission, the statement of mission for a company or a mission statement. Mission has been so broad, and even inside the Adventist Church, there can be a mission, which is a small field organized, that there can be a mission specific to us, meaning a specific project. So what is it to be a missionary? It is a very broad question, but basically we could summarize in the following way. God is a missionary God. And what did he do? He sent. He came himself in the person of Jesus. We used to say God is a sending God. So a missionary is the one who go with a purpose. And in this context, we want to bring it close to the heart of God. He's the one who goes and bring the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ for people who need, people who want to know more and want to have some hope.
Millie, when you went on your first mission assignment, mm-hmm. how was that call? What happened when you were first called? Was it surprising? Was it clear? Was it God calling you? Was it just a feeling? What did it feel like?
Yes,
what happened?
That's an interesting question, because in our case, our call was literally a call. I'm a pastor's daughter, and we moved a lot when we were kids, but I never thought of going abroad as a missionary until one day my husband came home and he told me I received a call from a general conference. They called me and they told me that we were invited to go to Russia. And of course, being a pastor's daughter, I never considered saying no, because I thought that when God calls you, you say yes.
So you determine immediately, I will go. Is that
right? That's right. That's right.
And you've been saying I will go since then. Ron, what about you? When you said Rwanda was the first place that you went as a missionary, how was that process of being called? And I'm asking this because there might be somebody at home, yes, you listening to me now, who perhaps felt at some point that God called them to become missionaries somewhere. Mm-hmm. And maybe they've said yes, but many of us say no. How was that for you? How did you know that you were being called?
Well, when I heard there was a program for students to go as volunteers for a year, I really wanted to go. And here is a tricky thing for you guys, those of you who are listening. Sometimes some people want to go, but then there is no place to serve, or at least they don't find their niche or an answer immediately. In my case, it took me 2 years, a lot of letters, a lot of contacts, and then I finally gave up. Well, they probably don't want me. Well, after I gave up, there was a letter for me. So God has a different time. And by the way, there is a room for everybody. It's not just going across the ocean. There is a huge amount of need across the street. So we all can serve in many, many, many different ways in life.
And you, when you say letter, you don't mean an email. You mean an actual letter.
I'm from the time of letters and telex. Most of the young people don't even know what a telex is.
I actually don't. And it's
three months to get a letter back and forth.
It's all right. We now do email. We even do WhatsApp, which is even faster. In fact, if you're watching this, here is a link for you. Share this link with others so that others can join this. Perhaps you know a friend who is wanting to be a missionary, who perhaps feels that God is calling them to do something. Share this link. It will really help them. Go to hopetv.org/at home, and you'll be able to share that link, and they'll be able to watch this program where real-life missionaries are telling us their story. When God calls you, where does He call you to? Where does a missionary go? Where do they work? Is it always a different country? Millie, tell me more about that.
Yes. You know, I think when God calls somebody to be a missionary, I believe we all are missionaries, okay? When Jesus said, "We are the salt of this earth and the light of the world," He was exactly describing a missionary. Wherever you are, you're a missionary. And you can start in your own home with your family and in your community. And if you feel you want to go abroad and serve as a missionary, you can also do that. But you are a missionary wherever you are.
That is an interesting thing, because there's always been this debate. If everybody's a missionary, nobody's a missionary. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about films, because every film, it starts with somebody in their normal life, in their status quo, and things are just happening for them. And then there is a call to adventure. At some point, you see that they're called to do something incredible with their lives. That's the call to adventure. Yeah. And some of us just pass that by, and we don't even see it, and it just goes away. Others say yes. Others say, yep, I will go. I will do this. And that's their call to adventure. Is it possible for somebody to accept that call to adventure in their own city, in their own place, with their own contact lists on their phone? Ron, what are your thoughts about that?
Of course, there is a huge need out there around us. And you can, just a matter of starting research. And see how many, I will call this, how many different tribes or groups you have there that you have not even penetrated. So you may want to study them. You may want to research about them. But there are so many different people from different religions, people from different background and culture, let's put this way. And another day, a friend of mine told me, have you been a missionary biker? I said, what? Missionary biker? I said, what do you do? Oh, I just joined the motorcycle club.
Like bikes with those leathers?
Yes, those black t-shirts and all those guys with the long hair, full of ring tattoos sometimes. And I said, are you kidding me? No, I work with them. But I became one of them. Remember, Jesus became one of us. So you can look around where you are and say, okay, where is God calling me to ministry, to minister to those in need?
Mm-hmm. Millie, this one is for you.
Yes.
So what benefit does it bring society or a community if they have a missionary in the midst of them?
As you mingle with people being a missionary, they will see your way of life. They will want to know what's your story, especially in our case that we were abroad. You know, people are curious. They want to know how do you live, what you eat, and they want to befriend you. So when they do that, there's a way for you to testify. And if you're not abroad, you're here in your community. Always your life, your friendship. You know, the world needs friends right now. They need a word. They need comfort. So as you do that, you can bring benefit to society.
There is a very cold way of looking at missionaries. They are people who have an agenda, and they go all over the world, and they try to help others, and their agenda is to convince other people to join their church and part with their money. That's what a missionary does. Now, this is a very cold, very dark way of looking at the world. And I'm sorry if you've ever contemplated mission and missionaries and Christians even like this. Mm-hmm. You see, to be a Christian especially is to demonstrate, is to show, is to reveal, is to embody what God is like. And God is a God of love and compassion and generosity. So to be a missionary is to live with love and compassion and generosity. So if you have a missionary in your community is much better off for it. Well, what about the evangelism kind of idea? What about the idea that you will then recruit people to join your church? Again, if people are inspired by who God is, everything about their life will change. It's immediate. When they were selfish before, they will become more generous. Now, you guys have seen this. You have seen the transformation that it brings to people, not least the missionaries. So, Ron, tell me more about this transformation that happens within the missionary and within society, the community where the missionary goes.
Well, there are many benefits to speaking first to the missionary. One is you learn more about yourself when you expose yourself to other cultures. Quite often we used to say that the fish doesn't know the water because he lives in the water. So once you go outside of your comfort zone, of your surroundings, and you expose yourself to another culture, another language, other ways of doing things, of relating, sometimes a culture is very direct, others are very indirect. So you have to adjust. You start learning more about yourself. Missionaries also have the opportunity to sometimes learn the language. And the missionary family, for example, my daughters, they speak several languages. They have a tremendous advantage over in a very, I would say, globalized world where speaking different languages is a tremendous advantage. Of course, there are challenges there. But as for the community, sometimes having somebody different lead you to ask questions that you never thought about, or how do you do things like in your country? Or it's not just about religion or this. People live normal lives. It is about serving, and it's about relationship. If Jesus is our example, remember, he had wonderful relationships with the people that he got in contact. So I have learned beautiful things. A small example for you. I came from a society where men don't hold hand in hand. They don't walk on the streets with hands with each other. And suddenly, after a few days, my first time in Africa, after a few days, my workers, my colleagues, my partners in the work we were doing there, the locals, they came and they were holding my hand, and suddenly I was shocked in the first moment, you know, what is going on here? Why am I so special? You see all the prejudice we have in our mind? That is a sign of friendship in that country. So, and then they asked me, is in your culture, is it different? I said, yeah, men don't hold hand in my culture. Then they told me, no, here is friends. You do that with your friends. So you learn, they learn. They learn about you, you learn about them. So I used to say, it is not a one-way street. It is a two-way street. It is a connection, I learn from them, they learn from me, we grow more than isolated apart.
Millie, do you have any stories like that of this culture shock where you expected something and it was very different from what you expected?
Yes, I do. As a mom, you know, we usually go out and go to the store. I ended up many, many times bringing home food that we didn't even eat, because when it looks like something that you are accustomed to, and people try to explain what it is, but then you come home and we couldn't communicate well enough, so ended up buying a lot of things that weren't the things that we eat. I don't know what people thought about that, but, you know, it brought a lot of laughs in our house whenever we opened something that I brought home. At the beginning, that's how it was.
If you are watching this and you are wondering what it would be like to take the adventure of moving to a land whose culture you don't understand and the way of life you have no idea about, then if you're being called to do that, say, I will go. Do it, because you will never look back. The experience you will take for your whole life. And of course, don't be mistaken. Don't think it's going to be just fun and games. Ron, what are the real sacrifices that missionaries face?
Well, there are many. Mm-hmm. In the beginning is loneliness. Yeah. You don't know much about how to relate and language and all the customs and the culture. You are somehow distant. And people also respect your space, and so more loneliness. You are away from your family, your friends, and your community, and you are now adjusting to a new place. And so quite often, missionaries feel lonely. There is also all the other adjustments. Some people may live, let's say, in a very cold climate, and they go to a very, very hot place. That can be a major adjustment to the body. Food, even sometimes diseases or other things. I remember I lived in Sudan and it was very, very hot. 120 Fahrenheit, 48 centigrades in under the shade. Imagine. And for some people, this is quite a lot. Other times, people are exposed to certain disease. At one point, I got malaria in my life. And so there are certain challenges, but the reward is always greater than the challenges.
Mm-hmm. Millie, do you have any other examples of sacrifices that perhaps your family or other missionaries you've heard of?
I was thinking, as Ron was speaking, also being away from your family and your friends can sometimes put a strain on your marriage and on your family. So that's a sacrifice also. You know, you're used to being in one place, you're used to eating certain things, and then you move to a new place where the dynamics of society are different. That always puts a strain. And I would agree with Ron, the isolation is one of the biggest sacrifices that you face, the biggest issues that you face. But again, the rewards are much, much greater.
Millie, Ron, I want to thank you so much for joining us as we talk about mission. And if you're listening to this at home and you're wondering, what is a missionary really and can I do this? And what about that guy who lives down the road who is a missionary and lives here? Listen, a missionary is somebody who believes that God's love cannot be constrained and should be known by every human being alive. A missionary is somebody who leaves their own home and the comfort that they have and travels anywhere in the world if necessary to share the love of God with others. I have tremendous respect for missionaries, people that put themselves second and allow Jesus and others to come first. You are watching Hope at Home. In a few moments, we'll have a very special program for you entitled I Will Go, where you will be presented with many plans, many activities, and many opportunities that you can have to respond to God's call by saying, I will go. Next week, we come back in the same way you've seen Hope at Home happen for the last many weeks. But for now, let's dive deep into the idea of mission in this program, I Will Go.